I think that we could really take the cue. Well, we could start with the Torah itself. We could move on to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. We could move down to Reb Yisrael Salanter. And they all seem to be focused on lowering the bar for us so as not to cause yush. Yush is the most dangerous state of mind and heart that a person can achieve, can fall to. We even saw last week in the Abarbanel that would have been the problem that Rabbi Akiva had with Akavya and Mahalalel's Mishnah, that Staku B'Shloish Dvorim, that could possibly lead to yush. So there's great effort. The Torah starts with Ki korev elecho hadover ma'oid b'fichov l'vov chalasu yisoy. Don't get overwhelmed. According to those that learn it's the mitzvah's tshuva, it's pretty easy. B'ficho, with vidui, v'lvovcho, charoto, la'asoysoy. That's it, you can do it. Don't be overwhelmed. Comes along the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the Keser Roish. I have the quote over here. And he lowers the bar a bit, or a lot. Maybe not as much as we need, but Tshuva Atzmis, he says, in his Kuf Lamed Aleph, in the Keser Roish, that's the Hilchus, he has a section there, Hilchus Tshuva. Tshuva Atzmis al Pidino de Gemora, the essence of Tshuva according to the Dina Gemora, is Benoka Lotzes. He lets us know it's easy. Very important. It's easy. Don't become overwhelmed. Don't be Meyayish. It's really relatively easy. What do you have to do? It says, Benoka Lotzes, Hainu, Sheyigmor Bedaitoy Shlo Yoshuv Lekisla Oid. Have a gemiras das. Make up your mind. I'm not going back to this stupidity anymore. I'm not going to go to those things. I'm not going to. It's a gemiras das. Umeriris halev, and the bitterness of the heart, which is described in the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Shari Tshuva and others for him. He says, that's the yeser seis. That's already an extra. That's a lifnimishuras adin, maybe. That's a chumra. That's a more of a hidur in the mitzvah. The tshuva atzmis al pidino de gemora is a gemiras das. I'm not going to do this again. I make up my mind. I'm gemir das. Now, he certainly means to lower the bar. He says, benokalotzes. It's easy. On the other hand, that still sounds pretty difficult for us. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter came along, and he said that a person who makes an effort, starts the process, works on one thing, and he's working to do tshuva on that one particular thing, is begeder oisa tshuva. He's not a bal tshuva yet. He hasn't fully accomplished the mitzvah, but he's begeder oisa tshuva. He's in the process. By starting with one thing leads to another. We can probably only handle one thing at a time, and therefore he's begeder oisa tshuva. I noticed in the Ramban that there's another angle which might be helpful. The Ramban on the Posuk says, V'omar b'yom ahu in ala sharki eino leka b'kirbi mitzauni kol roi so'ele, that speaking about the tzoros of Klal Yisroel and the Golus, and the Klal Yisroel is going to be saying that it's because eino leka b'kirbi. Why did all these terrible tzoros happen? Because Hashem is not within me. There's something lacking in my connection to Hashem. So the Ramban says like this. Einenu vidui gomor. Ki inyan v'hisvadu es avoinom. This is not a real vidui. Not saying, chotosi o visi poshati, I did these terrible things. I have such remorse and charot, and I stand in front of Hashem, and I admit that I feel the embarrassment. Boishti v'nechlamti lehorim ponai lecho. And that, it's not a vidui gomor. But avol hu hirhur v'charota, it's a thought and a regret. She is chartu al mo'alom v'yakiru ki Hashem imhem. They have a charota that they rebelled against Hashem, and they recognize that they're guilty. V'tam v'noichi haster ponai pa'am acheres. Ki, and then the next pasuk says, "Anoich haster ponai ki ba'avur shehiraru Yisrael belibom ki chotu leilukim." V'alki ein eloi kehem bikirabom mitzom haroi sa'elu, because they had this hirur belibum, that they had a thought in their minds, oh, we sinned. And it's because Hashem is not enough in inside of us that these terrible things have happened. According to the Chaste Hashem, it would have been worthy, it would have been appropriate that Hashem should save them, help them and save them. They admitted there's no Avodah Zorah. What's happening to me is because I'm lacking something, because I haven't internalized Hashem enough, and therefore I'm suffering this pain. That there's such a thing as there's going to be judged when you say loy chotosi, the denial is a terrible thing. Ki al kol horo hagedoyla she'osu livtoach b'avidazora yasteroid ponimehim. Says all the terrible things that they did, that they came to avidazora, that was the reason for the first churban, and this is still going to be Hashem is still going to do a hester ponim. Loy behester ponim horishoin shehistir ponov penei rachamov umetzom rose rabus vitzoris. Not like the original hester ponim that he hid his face, he hid his rachamim, and all these terrible things happened. Rak sheyu behester penei hageula. There'll be a hester that the geula will be hidden from them. V'yamdu b'havtochas pnei rachamov, but they will still remain covered by the promise of Hashem's mercy. V'af gam zeis be'eretz be'yosam be'eretz ayveim, even while they are still in the lands of their enemies. Lo me'astim v'le'gealtim l'chaloisam l'hofer brisi itom. I will not despise them, and they will not be despicable to me or whatever to me, abominable to me, and I will still have this rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Ad sheyosifu, until after all this suffering, and Hashem still has rachmonis, and he's master ponim, but with the promise that he'll continue to have rachmonis, and he'll be afkam seis lo maastim vlog altim lechaloisim. He won't let us be destroyed. Ad sheyosifu al charota v'nizkeres, until this charota, we add to this charota vidui gomer utshuva shleimo, a real vidui and a tshuva shleimo. K'moshin is kol amal v'shavta ad Hashem elikecha. So it seems from the Ramban that what he's saying is as follows. It's a little bit strange because what he calls this, that there was a charota and a hakora ki hashemim, and that charota and the hakora seem to be because he said Allah sher eino lekabikirbi, and the fact that they came to recognize, I see my suffering, and I realize it's because of my shortcomings. That seems to be a measure of charoto, and certainly it's a certain measure of, I recognize, I didn't say I didn't sin. When I suffer, I realize that there's a reason for the suffering. Well, it's because I'm not acting properly. That itself is considered charoto. I didn't really mischarit. I feel so terrible that I sinned. I feel terrible that I'm getting punished. The pain is hurting me. And I recognize that there's a connection. But it's not the full charot. It's certainly not the vidui gomur. But it's enough. It's considered enough of a charota, that recognition. Recognizing chet as the cause of suffering is also a certain measure of charota. It's probably more tainted with the charota on the punishment than the charota on the chet. But there's something there. And as far as that's concerned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that and it says, at least we're Kofer B'Avodah Zorah, we recognize it's all Hashem, and that entitles us. Sheyazreim V'Yatzileim. It entitles us to Rachmonus, not to the full Rachmonus, but it reduces the Hester Ponim, and it's still a stiropon of. He says his lesson. Loi behester ponim harishin sheyister pnei rachamov. He's not hiding his face from rachamim, whatever that means. Hashem has rachmonis on us, and he's taking care of us. And loi maastim log altim. It's only that the geula itself can't come yet until we do a tshuva shleima. So I think what this says is something very interesting. Just the ability to recognize that I'm making a mistake, And what helps us at most to recognize, very easy to rationalize, people don't like to admit mistakes. It's very, very painful. When I do something, I want to justify it and rationalize it. The minute I buy a certain car, I all of a sudden notice that all the ads about this car being the best one and everything else I ignore. We're constantly involved in reinforcing the decisions that we make. And memela, it's hard. But once I can make that connection, I'm having difficulty. Difficulty is connected with what I do wrong. That's it. The charoto may be because I'm being punished. I'm not really standing being mizvader chotosi ovisi oy rebbeinu shalom. I feel so terrible. Mavera uzves Hashem. But Hashem considers it a charoto. It's not a vidui gomor. He considers it a certain level of vidui, just the admission to the chet, even though it doesn't come in the context of this full charota, and certainly not a word mentioned about the Kabbalah al Osid, not even the Gemiras Das, that he's not going to do it again. And Hashem, the difference is Hashem's Rachmonis is still available to us. He still looks with Rachmonis. He says, you recognize that you're shortcoming. You recognize that it's me, that I'm involved. That is enough to entitle us to the Rachmi Dishmaya. So just thought that at times, you know, when we want and we need, and these days we certainly need great Rachmi Dishmaya, and it's only with Rachamim that we're really going to be able to, if to be judged without Rachamim Rachmona Litzlan, we'd all be in trouble, Mistoma. And we need Rachmi Dishmaya. And sometimes we could be Miyaja. Why should I have Rachmonas? Look, I do tshuva. Do I really feel bad? Do I really have charota? Do I really this? Do I really that? I don't. But if a person can just bring himself to say, I see that the things that are not going my way have to do with the fact that I'm not exactly where I should be holding. And to an extent that he can recognize, yes, I have shortcomings. Yes, I do. The remorse is not the deepest spiritual remorse. But I'm suffering, and I know where it comes from. That in itself entitles us to a Rachmi Dishmaya. It entitles us to, according to the Rav Chasdei Hashem Sheyazrin V'Yatzilem, because at least we recognize that it's about Hashem, it's about us, it's about our behavior, it's a connection between us and Him, and that in itself is an entitlement to Rachamim. He withholds the ultimate Geula. The ultimate Geula will come when there's a Tshuva Shleima, but the Afkam Zeis B'Yoisam Loi Ma'astim Loi Ga'altim L'Chaloisam, that remains, and I guess on a human level, on a personal level, the access to the Rachmi Dishmaya remains in full force. So I think that's something, too, that should address the Yiyush. If at times like this we feel that I don't stand a chance, and by the way, many people deny that they feel that way, and just offer my humble opinion and experience that don't believe your denials so quickly, because the denials are the product of the conscious mind and the Yetzirah that wishes to continue. The denial is not the product of the depths of the subconscious, which really feels the concern and the worry and especially the lack of deserving that Rachmi Dishmaya. And Memela, knowing that I have done something through recognizing, I realize things are not going so great, and I understand why, and that's really where I've gotten to. That in itself is considered in the Chesed Hashem a Me'ein Charota, and not a Vidui Gomer, but Epesa, a beginning of the process, and enough that I should be Zeicher to the Ezra and the Hatzola from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rachmi Dishmaya should be accessible to me. Right, that's one thing. One more thing. It was pointed out to me that Rabbeinu Bechaya, on the posuk in the last sedra of Orur Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazois. One of the Orurs is Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazois. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this, Ze Klal Lechol HaMitzvah Shebatorah. This is referring to all mitzvahs in the Torah. Lo Yokim Es HaTorah. Ubir HaKosuv Asher Lo Yokim HaMitzvahs Beliboy. He's not Mekayim them Beliboy. Kloimar Sheyoide Bohen. He's not, he has to be moided in the mitzvahs. The yamin bekulan, I believe in all of them, shehein emes, that they're all true. Achas mehein aloi nederes, no nedora, not one of them is lacking. Shehein bo te'eles hagufa hanefesh, He has to be willing to recognize that it's true, and nothing is, and there's no lack in any one of them that doesn't have a benefit for the body, for the guf, and the nefesh. Both. It's not that, oh, it's the nefesh. No, it's both. In each mitzvah, she'ein bo te'eles aguf ha'nefesh, v'she'ein b'chlolon mitzvah achas levatola. There's no mitzvah there that's levatola, that's extra, that doesn't have a positive impact. Zehu asher lo yokim lasus oisum. This is what it means, lo yokim. She'yekayim b'liboy emuno chazoko she'roy lasus oisum. He has to have to be mekim an emuno chazoko that it's appropriate to do the mitzvahs, ki kulam Nechoichim kulam, I guess loshen nechoach lemevin 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 nechoichim lemevin v'yeshorim lemoitzei das. And they, and that those that have this das, they see that this is straight. V'dorshu chazal, chazal had another drush, and layokim is the chosin that lifts up the sefer Torah, has to show it to everybody. That's a drush. So what does it say over here? Very interesting. If a person doesn't have this emunah, that every mitzvah is all from Hashem, and everyone has a te'elis, and it all has a te'elis without exception to the guf and to the neshama, then he's lo yokim. Orur asher lo yokim is divrei Torah azos. He's included in that orur. By inference, we see that if he does have that, then he's considered Mekayim the Torah. In other words, that if a person just comes to realize that this is Teras Emes, this is Teras Hashem, there's nothing lacking, and every mitzvah of the Torah has Toyeles, both for the guf and the neshoma, and I realize this to the fullest extent, then that is considered Yokim and Mekayim the Torah. In other words, And when he doesn't have it, he's lo yokim. So it sounds like that a person who is not even capable of yet doing everything, I have a long way to go when it comes to tshuva. I have a long process. I have so many things that I have to improve and correct. But I can be begeder mikayim hatoira or begeder lo yokim hatoira, the orur or the opposite, by what? By appreciating it's all right. It's all true. It's all good. It's all beneficial. It's beneficial. Every mitzvah, without exception, is beneficial totally to me, both to the guf and to the nefesh. I may not even know how, and maybe it's helpful to know how, and one should know how if it's so important. But that seems to, what's the pshat? That seems to be the basis upon which there's going to be commitment. If a person has, it's like the baseline. If I have that realization that this is true, this is real, this is beneficial. This is beautiful. It's if that's what nichoyach here means. It's pleasant and it's beneficial. Every mitzvah is beneficial to the guf and to the neshama. Then I'm on the right path. Of course I'm going to do everything I can. How can I not? And if I don't, I'm in the greatest of sakona, because then I qualify for that terrible posuk. So I think that also at a time like this, when we become overwhelmed with the magnitude of change that's necessary to accomplish in a very short time, and we find us lacking in capability and maybe even lacking in motivation and maybe sometimes lacking in the skills, we don't even know how to go about it, and become so overwhelming. So if we think that the first step is, I can be begeder mekayim the Torah, as opposed to lo yokim ha-Torah, just by focusing on this realization. So that's something that's within reason. These are things we can focus on. We can focus. The Torah's emes is quite clear. Any rational individual, and that's been the case throughout history, knows that Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, that the Torah was given to the Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. It's been printed in more volumes of print than any other book, or maybe than many other books, or all the other books together. It's the world, the non-Jewish world has adapted it as well. Everybody knows there were millions of eyewitnesses what took place at Har Sinai, and the accuracy of the Masorah, and they even found something recently, just last week I read something about Ksovim that were identical. It's clear. Anyone who opens his mind, the Torah Semis. And the benefits. We have to look and see. Look at the world today. You see certainly the unbenefits. You see a world of efkeros. You see a world of immorality. You see a world of misery and depression, and a society that has perfected the art of pleasure, and has also in the process reached the highest levels. The biggest industry is definitely mental health and happiness seeking, and it hasn't been too successful. So we come to realize that it needs to be purpose in life, and that the Torah is that purpose, and it was given by the Bnei Olam. And there isn't a mitzvah that isn't for our benefit, and he's not even for our total benefit, for the guf and for the neshama. This is something that logic can dictate. This is something that we're capable of realizing. This is something that can serve as a asher yokim es divrei haTorah hazois, and memela, I don't have to have so much yish because I'm on the right path. Because it seems, if this is called yokim or lo yokim, it means that this can make all the difference. These realizations can make the difference whether I'll get there or not. I may not get there by Rosh Hashanah. I may not get there by Yom Kippur. But I'm begeder yokim es divrei haTorah hazois, because I've focused and internalized these realizations. So Shem should help that we should be able to conquer and uproot the yiyush. The yiyush, whether it's conscious or subconscious, the subconscious yiyush is the worst. We don't even know that it's there. Sometimes we get little spurts of insight and see it, but it's devastating, devastating. And to realize that and to move ahead and to not to be upset and to say, you know, it shouldn't be miyayish. Korev elecha adover ma'od, the Torah says. Reb Chaim Volozhin says it's a gemiras das. We could try to do that. Yisrael says, "Begeder oisa tshuva." We start the process. The Ramban says, just the realization that I've done wrong is in itself begeder a certain level of charot. Well, I guess when it comes from the difficulties of life, begeder of charota and a form of vidui, and entitles me to rachmei d'shmaya. That certainly should dispel a good measure of yiyush. And add to all that the fact that if I can strengthen my appreciation of the Amitius HaTorah and of its relevance and benefits for me in each and every mitzvah that exists in the Torah, believe without any exception, and that it's beneficial for the guf and the neshama. That's a beautiful thing too, because we fight the battle between the guf and the neshama. The guf is, my father-in-law always used to say, the choymer is muchzik. The guf is the muchzik. It's holding the neshama, and it's controlling the neshama, and it's pushing the neshama, and it's tempting the neshama, and it's drawing the neshama into schmutz and decadence and areas and places and things and indulgences that nobody in his right mind would ever want to be involved with. And if we realize that, and if we know that we have something that can address the guf, It's not only beneficial. We're so caught up in the society too, as everything is about the goof and pleasure. It's material and it's the outside look, and it's the body and it's the clothes and it's this and it's that, and it's the materialism and the sensualism. And if we realize that the Torah addresses the goof as well, my ruchniyistika needs and my goofniyistika needs and desires will all be taken care of. Should be a path that should make it easier. Certainly with far, far, far more confidence, and Hashem should help that we should be able to reach a great measure of success, and zeicha that the yomim neiroim, that aboyim aleinu, should be with great hatzlocha and great inspiration, great siyata dishmaya, to be zeicha to kol tuf.